The State Department of Education is in the process of revamping its science standards and hopes to have a draft released by March. But teachers have been working for the last 13 years with a curriculum that gives little guidance on how to explain the science behind one of Alaska's most pressing problems, climate change. This week, we're going inside two Alaska classrooms to learn how teachers and students are navigating these difficult conversations. Elizabeth Jenkins from Alaska's Energy Desk visited Polaris K-12 in Anchorage, where a classroom is faced with a big decision.
Brian Smith is the kind of teacher who goes by his first name in the classroom. You could call his teaching style eclectic.
Okay, I'll pick two on the left.
Today, his class of high school students are learning about resource extraction by competing to grab goldfish crackers off a row of tables. Snatch too many goldfish and you deplete the fishery.
As soon as I saw people take more than three fish, I knew it was over for me.
Katie LeBlanc, a ninth grader, says not everyone is playing fair. But she understands the point.
If people are greedy and take more than an ecosystem can handle, then by the end, nobody will be able to use that resource. It'll be gone.
Later, the class brainstorms helpful values for solving the problem. Things like communication, planning, and following regulations. It sounds like the students are having a good time. But Brian acknowledges these are tough things to talk about, especially in a resource-dependent state.
I've got this Upton Sinclair quote above my door. It's difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it.
Alluding to the tightrope discussions Brian has to have with his students. Some of their parents are employed by the oil and gas industry. Brian says it can be a sensitive topic. The business that's feeding some families is also contributing to an increase in carbon emissions. So there are the social complexities of teaching about climate change in an oil state. And then there are the emotional ones.
One of the reasons why I suspect other teachers might not want to jump into this, besides it being a political hot topic, it's heavy. And it's a real downer.
Brian says the future can appear increasingly uncertain, dangerous, and even scary for kids. He describes it as taking an unblinking look into the void. Alaska is warming twice as fast as the global average temperature. So the students in his classroom are given a choice. And this is where Brian takes another page from the great contemporary works.
This is your last chance.
The Matrix.
After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
And do most of the students want to take the blue pill, or do they want to take the red pill when you ask them that question?
I have had one student who went to the counselor and said, I don't think I want to take this class.
Of course, Brian's not presenting his class of middle and high school students with real pharmaceuticals. It's a metaphor. Take the blue pill and drop the elective science class. Or take the red pill and learn more about the leading causes of climate change and its effects. Brian believes the student who opted out felt like the subject was just too much to handle. And he says that's okay. He wants his classroom to be intellectually and emotionally prepared for the things they're about to hear.
The projections are grim. That's why scientists over the past couple of decades have started speaking out publicly.
Brian admits he's struggled to explain this to his own kids, who are 11 and 14. He feels conflicted, like he's stealing away a piece of their childhood by telling them the truth. And the concern is somewhat valid. The state's former health commissioner even put out a report warning about increased anxiety and depression as Alaskans grapple with the changing environment. Some of his younger students have asked him to dial it back.
They were kids and they wanted to just go play on the swings, and that's fine.
But like Morpheus and Neo in The Matrix, if a student is ready, Brian wants him to have all the information. Climate change is happening. The future, as projected, looks pretty bleak. Our carbon emissions are a major contributing factor. But he assures them there are things they can do. The antidote to despair is action, he says. Still, Brian has received some pushback from at least one of the teens in his class. It was for an assignment where he asked students to engage in some kind of activity, applying their values to what they learned. So a student made a flyer for an Anchorage neighborhood.
The gist of it was that climate change wasn't happening.
But Brian didn't fail that student, because he completed the assignment and applied his values to the task. Unlike carbon emissions, beliefs can be harder to measure.
Some people you won't be able to reach.
But that was one isolated event over the course of 7 years of teaching about climate change. Brian says most of his students know it's occurring, and they genuinely want to do something about it. I ask, what's the biggest takeaway he wants his classroom to leave with? After a pause, he says he wants them to feel empowered, to take some action, whatever that means to them, and then stop thinking about the rabbit hole. Go out and enjoy the sunshine. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Anchorage.